Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 236 and it's Pope Idol. Yes, we have a new Pope, friend. Well, not we. Not me. Yes.
This is Radio Free.
Looks like we've Ivor Cutler as well. Yes, that was Fucked by the Devil by Wayne County. Lovely, lovely, rude start to the show. As I said at the start, the whole Pope Idol thing has happened, and apparently there's a new Pope. Pope Francis, apparently. And, yes, he looks like Ivor Cutler. It's very, very strange. He does look like Ivor Cutler. This is a normal show for those who don't listen to the podcast. It's sort of usually we do several theme shows and then we do a show which is more kind of all the bits that I've collected in between doing all the theme shows. No, about three theme shows in a row, so it's time to do a normal show. Although normal, yes. And in the background, you're hearing Bibio. Which almost made it into the show. So it gets the consolation prize of being in bed. As you do. I am knackered tonight, so I'm gonna mostly play music and maybe talk a bit, but mostly we'll be not doing very much. Those who are listening to the podcast will miss out on the last half an hour, because what we're going to do is about 1.5 hours, hopefully exactly 1.5 hours. I'll be in trouble if it's over, of music. Then there's going to be a special History of Mashup show, which is only hearable on Radio Clash Live, which is listen.radioclash.com, get it right, which makes no sense to those listening on the feed at the moment, because obviously you know that, but those on the podcast don't. And what's going to happen is the History of Mashup shows have come back. Yes, those who've been listening to this show since the start would know about the history of mashup shows. I did 7 shows back in 2004 and 5, and then stopped. Partly it was, yeah, I asked someone to help out because the problem was I hit a musical genre I knew nothing about at that time, which was dub. But I've kind of brushed up my knowledge in the last 8 years, and so I think I'm qualified to do that show now. So at the end of this, I will sort of finish the show, and then there will be a special half an hour of, if I don't talk too much, of history of mashups. And the idea is that on the feed, rather than having 2-hour shows, which are bloody long, is the idea that there's going to be half an hour of special stuff, either Radio Clash Extra, which sounds a bit like Tesco Extra. Yeah, we won't be selling mushrooms for £1 for a very small, no. Or it'll be history of mashup shows, because I've got quite a few of them planned out. I've still got my folder from like 2005. How organised am I? I've got several shows planned out for that. So I think it will be quite fun to do. I think I'll probably do one about James Brown, maybe one about drum breaks, maybe one about scratch and turntablism. So there's going to be a whole load of them. Hopefully, get to the present day. I'm sure the only thing that scares me about those is the amount of it's a bit like Digital Debris, which is another show which I'm planning to bring back, is the amount of research that I had to do for each one. And it gets a bit scary because you think, I have a certain amount of niche knowledge in a certain area, but you kind of don't want to, you kind of just don't want to sort of just say something really stupid and then find everyone goes, oh no, that's you're full of crap, Tim. And I'm probably thinking that already. So I'm going to start with, this is a song I was planning to play actually at one of the Kleptonites, but I didn't actually dare play it in the end. And it kind of fits in with the Pope theme. It's a Gary Glitter song, but not by Gary Glitter. It's Joan Jett covering Gary Glitter. And I didn't know it was a Gary Glitter song. I didn't know that her first solo album has about 3 Gary Glitter songs. Obviously, I knew, I think it's got Rock and Roll on it, I think. I was like, oh, I know that one. I know that one's Gary Glitter. But then I was like, oh, this is, this song about, was it Touch Me? Touch Me, I'm Yours, what's that? Oh, it's Gary Glitter. And then this song came on and I was like, oh, what's this one? This can't be, oh, it's Gary Glitter again. But it's a good song. But yeah, this one goes out to all the paedophile priests out there, and it's Doing All Right With The Boys.
Bugging me, baby, 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 for the chop. Hold up, Griff. Y'all ready? I don't think y'all ready. Hey, Griff, bring in the cat. Say what? You already know. To my man Squirrel Wide. To my girl Miss Peaches. To my man Big Bonky. You already know. To the Paradox. To the whole damn Choices. You already know. You already know. Come on. Yep. Hold up, Griff. Right there, yo. But what, yeah. But what, right. 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 Give me some more of that. We'll be right back.
like usual, I forgot to switch over the headphones again. I keep doing that. That was Holy... Can I have to pronounce it? Holy Koni, K-O-N-N-I. Something I got from the C-Punk Facebook group. And that was Runaway from the Mad Raging Moon Bear. We can all sympathise with that, can't we? And then before that was we went into a trap section. Trap! It's a trap! That was Jonathan Jones with Turn Up. In capitals, obviously. A bit like Chill Wave, everything has to be in funny symbols. Seems like everything in trap has to be in capitals, like it's shouting at you. Which it is, kind of, obviously, with a dog woofing in the background. Then before that was the World Class Art Thieves. Interesting, from a kind of a... They seem to branch into sort of this... They're doing trap stuff, but also mashup, so... They seem to go across all worlds at the moment. Well, that's not all worlds, is it? But right, several worlds. With Music Sounds Better as Trap, and it does. It does. Especially for dogs wandering into studios. And then R2-D2 is sort of beeping in the background. That's what it sounds like. But I like it. It's what it sounds like. Then before that was KW Griff with Bringing the Cats. You see, there's a cat dog war going on. It's probably why the dog is in the studio woofing in the background. And someone's going, yeah, constantly. And featuring Pork Chop, which has to be the best name for a rapper ever. He's not really rapping, I suppose, he's sort of shouting. And that if you've seen that online, someone's. If you haven't searched for it, someone's done a animation. I think it's HTML5 animation actually, with obviously when the cats come in, they bounce in. It's very good. That's how I knew about the song. I was like, wow, I didn't know that song before. And before I've heard that before. I'm getting deja vus. Hope I haven't done this in the previous show. Kleptone did that on. Was played that before. Eric Kleptone. And I wondered what it was, and I didn't know what it was. And so it's Respect by KW Griff, his remix of the Aretha classic. Probably the reason why I get deja vu is a few songs in this episode, if you were listening on the stream, you'll be like, but you played that last week. Or was it the week before? No, it was the week before. Yes, but obviously the people on the podcast haven't heard it because they've not heard that show, or some of them have. If they've actually bothered to listen to both, but as we have just started, and we've just started on Radio Clash Live, and we're listed on iTunes. If you look in Eclectic in the iTunes Radio tab, we are there. You see, our long path to take over the BBC is starting here and now. But yeah, so we've only just it's only you know, we are one. We've only just been broadcasting. A week, so yes. Well, we were broadcasting before that, but it was a bit yes. But yes, if you heard the inaugural broadcast, that had a few other songs. It was last week, yes. I'm losing track of time, which is scary. But obviously, the old feed, which didn't work that well, I did the queer history of pop shows. That's why I'm getting into a tiz, but yeah. So obviously I played on that last week. I also played Should I Stay or Should I Go, Phase Dikinko Master. I get a bit confused because I actually looked on Phase Dikinko and apparently it's a Moon Baton, and that's Moon Baton, however you say it. A Moon Baton remix, obviously The Clash, but it's kind of like Phase Dikinko is the name of the project, so I don't know if that's done by the people running the project or actually there's some other person who did it anyway. And then before that was Joan Jett from the Bad Reputation LP, and by say Bad Reputation is a theme of mine. I used to DJ it regularly because as a sort of he was a DJ no-no manifesto song with doing all right with the boys, which if you are in Rome near the Europa Multi Club sauna, yeah, you can probably do all right with the boys and probably some priests as well, because the Vatican owns the building, or owns part of the building. That's one of the biggest saunas in Europe, or certainly one of the biggest saunas in Rome, is actually, as I say, they're the Vatican are part owners of that building. Oh, that's how convenient. It's very convenient, you know, for the you know, they have apartments there, you know. You know, it saves time. But yes, I probably shouldn't be playing a Gary Glitter track in honour of the new Pope, but it seems very appropriate. So, and I have to say, I got a text from Robin CMP, Robin, he used to work DJ at CMP and later to CMP, then not CMP himself, was confusing because that's jazz. But Robin, and he said that as soon as he turned on the radio, all the lights in the street went out. You see, we're 50,000 watts of power. This is exactly that music I was playing was so electrifying, it shorted his whole street. I like that. Then maybe not if he's got no power and it's freezing cold, which it is. In fact, it was snowing heavily last time I looked. So, I'm not going to play. Ew. Oh, yes, compare it. And I'll play some. What should we play? Well, I was going to play. That doesn't make sense, playing it like that. Anyway, yeah, I just realised I was supposed to mix something into that last thing and I didn't. Yes. Okay, how are we doing for time? Ooh, not so. Oh, no, right. So, yes. I'm going to play some Stan Freberg out here. I've been listening to a lot of Stan Freberg. Stan Freberg is the was a sort of a radio man, a sort of a radio parodist comedian, and he was one of the few people who didn't actually do the transition to television and stayed in radio in the 50s. But he did some quite funny, and we've played his Green Christmas with dollars, his cash registers before, and I have to say he's in a sort of a vein of Tom Lehrer and people like that, although not, I mean, Tom Lehrer obviously just did funny songs, whereas Stan Freberg did whole sort of radio plays and had a show and took over from Jack Benny in CBS in the 50s, but lost the show because he refused to be sponsored by alcohol or tobacco groups, and also he did quite a few sort of near the knuckle things about the sort of communist witch hunt that we're doing at the time. There was one called Point of Order where it's all about little Red Riding Hood being cross-examined. I think it was Red, yes, no, yes, it was Red, or was it might be the little lamb, yeah, it was Red Riding Hood, being cross-examined for being a Red, and there was another one, a reference to another one, I think, called Little Blue Riding Hood. But yes, you know, the idea that the whole sort of, one for the little boy down the lane. Who's the little boy down the lane? So this is by Stan Freberg, and it's called Whipped Cream, and this is the power of radio.
Radio. Radio. There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Heartbreaks and promises are a more than my share, yeah. I'm tired of giving my love and getting nowhere. All I need is somebody that really cares. I really need a lover that wants to be there. It's been so long since I've touched your wanting hand. I can't put my love on the line, that I hope you understand. So baby, if you want me, you gotta show me love. Words are so easy to say, oh yeah, you gotta show me love. So baby, if you want me, show me love. one-night affairs. What I really need is somebody who will always be there. Don't you promise me the world, all that I've already heard. Cause this time around, baby, actions speak louder than words. And if you're looking for devotion, talk to me. Come with your heart in your hand, cause my love is guaranteed. So baby, if you want me, you gotta show me love. Words are so easy to say, oh yeah. You gotta show me love. So baby, if you want me, you gotta show me love. Words are so easy to say, oh yeah. You gotta show me love.
life pushes around. The real deep down you is the whole universe. You are something the whole universe is doing in the same way that a wave is something that the whole ocean is doing.
Good time. Bye. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed that. That was Cut Copy Me, the Compuphonic Mix. I don't think I've played that on the podcast. It's obviously I did the video for it, and if you haven't checked out the video, go to or search on RadioClash.com or go to my Vimeo, and you'll see probably one of the best videos I've ever done. It was done especially for Kleptonite, and also especially for John, because we not only have just had obviously Valentine's Day. Well, not just, it was a month ago, but yeah, we, you know, all these tracks are from that time. Also, we've just celebrated our 16th anniversary, so that's why the video is dedicated to him, and why that song always makes me think of him. And then before that, that sort of strangely up-tempo but ambient section was Equator Club with Gold/Love. Obviously, if you recognise that voice, that is Janet Jackson's Pleasure Principle, cut up in a way which you wouldn't initially. I didn't recognise it. Those sort of wails sound very familiar. Those sort of funny, like, you know, it's just like, and then realised, and it does actually go Pleasure Principle. But I like that a lot. Again, I think that's from the C-Punk list or Facebook page, blog, World Domination. And then before that was EPLP, The Good Times. I had to rip that from a sort of high quality YouTube rip. Some of these things just don't get released, or if they do get released, you just miss out on the downloads because they just immediately get swamped or something like that. I don't know if it was one of those. Naughty YouTube rip. And then before that was Square Harmony with Depth. I think it's from the Square Harmony label, and it's Depth with Self Like Ocean. But it could be Self Like Ocean by Depth, but I think it's the way around. I think it's Depth, Self Like Ocean. I definitely know that that's the Square Harmony is the name of the label, and that's from the Deep Lane. And I think that's a free net label release. So have a look, search for SH03 Deep Lane, and there's some nice tracks on there. Sort of kind of post dubstep ambient sort of chillage. Then before that was, we went through a Kraftwerk section because of course Kraftwerk have just been playing in London, and I heard those via DJ Food, who did another Kraftwerk collection. I think it was number 8, I think, and it had obviously those two tracks in, or it only had the Hot Chords of Piano with a piano tribute to Kraftwerk. Sounds a bit MIDI-tastic, but anyway, but I like that. Computer Love, Computer World, and then Computer Love before that, an amazing cover by Saito Tetsuya, I think I said that right, with the album Demo, but you can buy it on iTunes, so obviously it's not totally a demo, but a very, very good cover. I love that, sort of very beautiful, and it kind of harks back to the sort of flutes that obviously the, which one is it, I think Ralph started out as a flautist, so it kind of in a strange way sort of comes full circle. And then we had Boy Kid Cloud, Show Me Love, the Robin S cover, which we had in the, not the previous show, but we've played out on Radio Clash Live. You see, if you don't tune in, you miss out. Don't tune in, you tune out, miss out, tune on, whatever. And that, I like that a lot. It's sort of like a dubstep cover. I ran out of time, I think, last time, so I should talk about it. That's again from the C-Punk list. I need to go through the C-Punk stuff again, because there's always interesting stuff on there of a sort of a, I know the genre has been named after the blog in a way, but it's sort of a very specific kind of 90s referencing, or 80s 90s referencing, post dubstep kind of thing. It's hard to describe it, really. It's kind of a mixture of house, sort of that sort of late 80s early 90s house, and game soundtracks, and dubstep, well, and the next step of dubstep and chillwave. So it's kind of, you know, a whole load of those. I'm not so sure if it's a genre in its own right, but it, you know, I can see where they're coming from. There is a lot of people who are referencing those sort of visually and audio ways, taking lots of old VHS tapes. That's why I started using a lot of VHS tapes in the Kleptonite, on my old VHS stuff, and used in my videos. If you check out the Egypt's video I did, I don't know if I mentioned this before, I did a video for their DEFCON 1, which is very glitchy video-tastic, a lot of fun to do. And then we had a bit of Stan Freeberg with Whipped Cream. That's actually from a radio advert. They actually did an advert for how why you should advertise on radio. That's why I quickly faded it out. Not so well, actually. Part of this whole set has been brought to you by realising that I was a little bit too good at actually taking out the tracks that were too long. Usually I know roughly know how long tracks are, but I'm playing sort of quite a few probably shorter tracks than I usually am, and obviously I'm like, oh no, that's too long, take that out, and then I was and sort of hurriedly putting them back in again, going no, I've got half an hour to fill at the end and I've got to fill at the end, so hence you had a longer sort of chill section than I was actually planning. And then I'm going to play a track by Swamp Dog. There was a Spin article about this bloke. He goes way back to the late 60s, 69, as a sort of, although he's not blind, a kind of a Stevie Wonder young soul kid sort of singing sort of love songs. And then he got into acid and Sly Stone and started doing more conscientious sort of tracks and more sort of psychedelic soul tracks in the way that sort of funk went, but as the article pointed out, funk went towards a more psychedelic direction, but really apart from kind of the late Supremes or post Dino Ross Supremes and Temptations, a lot of them didn't really go down the psychedelic route. But he did, and he produced a very, very good album called Total Destruction to Your Mind, and people probably know the track, that the lead track of that album, the eponymous track, Total Destruction to Your Mind, which is kind of strange, but is actually quite a sort of a rocky track. But what I like, I sort of went to his Bandcamp, and apparently he's very much like, he records very quickly, and he pockets the difference. He sort of charges like $25,000 and then records for $5,000. It's sort of almost like Jack White approach to recording. And he records very quickly and runs his own label, and is all incredibly, you know, was an independent DIY record label and producer well before it was, you know, fashionable or, you know, a lot of people doing so. Out of necessity mainly. And so you can actually go to his Bandcamp and actually download and buy the albums directly from him. You know, it's not on this sort of like, oh no, we've got to go through major labels. And he gets sampled a lot and has I think produced Kid Rock, which is don't hold that against him. But a lot of sort of interesting people work with the Commodores and a few other people. And they thought he died, and obviously he hasn't told them anything about the fact he's releasing their records. Well, he's a producer and recorder, so he owns a copyright, but it's quite interesting. He was the first one to have that dog with two G's as well. Obviously Snoop Dogg ripped off, but he is very, go and read the article, it's on Spin, just search for Swamp Dog with two G's. But this track I really love. It's a Synthetic World, and the lyrics are very pertinent, and also it was covered by Jimmy Cliff, and I probably must have heard that version, because I sort of found this version strangely familiar, but then I looked at my collection and I didn't have it. And so we're going to a more conscientious section, and we'll also play some Kevin Ayers, who sadly died afterwards, but I'll speak to you in a little bit.
Your world is plastic. Because a nation was real had become a freak. Someone's trying to make me weak. Strange initials to keep me blind. Psychedelic music to blow my mind. So you see, my patience is growing thin.
People say that they want to be free. They look at him and they look at me. But it's only themselves that are wanting to see. And everybody knows about it. We talk all night and we're all turned on. Everybody heard him singing his song, telling us there was work to be done. And we all sung the chorus of I Am the Walrus. Yes, Disneyland has come to town. Everyone's dressed and standing around. Alice is wearing her sexiest gown, but she doesn't want you to look at her. Beautiful people are queuing to drown. They wait for the lifeguard to put on his crown, but he's up at the other end of town, trying to talk to the mirror. He knows what he means. He sits on the floor and has beautiful dreams. Then he gets brought down by a woman who screams. But he knows it's only a record. Oh yes it is. His brave new girl stops feeding the ants and looks at him with her septic pants. She still knows how to make him dance. Forget about emancipation, it's all imagination. And you and I, we sit and hug. We know something's got to come to get us off our endless bum. There's probably one in the bathroom or in the hall. Thank you.
that we've all made. You see, kids are tired growing up just to fight another war and singing, God bless America, unless they know, they know what for. Ooh. God bless America, unless they know. Reservation and black folks still ain't free. Hate, war, and distrust is all our forefathers took time to sow. But this new generation's planting love and freedom, and peace is what they're gonna grow. You see, kids are growing up just to fight another war and sing it.
Hope you enjoyed that. That was Swamp Dog with God Bless America for What, which apparently the label didn't want to put out because well, didn't want to put out as God Bless America for What. They only put out as God Bless America, and that was 1973. It could have been recorded last week, and sadly Oh, that is the sad truth. Then before that, and oh yeah, I have to say that's dedicated to Obama and his drones. Then before that was Kevin Ayers with Song for Insane Times. Sadly, he died last week. Yeah, I think it was last week. Might be the week before, but yeah. Big fan of Kevin Ayers and his Peel Sessions, and I didn't know very much about him apart from obviously the Soft Machine stuff. I knew the first Soft Machine album, and I didn't know Joy of a Toy, but I knew some of his 70s albums, and it was very sad that he died, but he seemed to produce wonderfully sunny songs about pretty girls. And it's sad there aren't more of those. And then before that was Swamp Dog again with Synthetic World. So I've reached the end of the show, and yes, I have slightly overrun. I should have panicked so much and added the tracks back in again. Luckily, the last track is very, very short. You can find out more about Radio Clash by going to www.radioclash.com, or if you're on the Radio Clash Live blog, you'll notice a link at the top in the menu. And you can email me at tim@radioclashblog.com, or you can email us all at live@radioclash. I'm saying the old address. Sorry, tim@radioclash.com or live@radioclash.com. You can use radioclashblog.com if you particularly want. It all goes to the same place, which sounds a bit dodgy. The next show, if you're listening on the feed, the next show will be the History of Mashup show. It's all in the dub, and if you're not listening on the feed, you've missed out. Yes, you podcasty people, you have missed out, because you're going to be tuned out in about 2 or 3 minutes. So I hope you enjoyed this. I'm going to end with Stan Freberg, The World is Waiting for the Sunshine, and this is, you can't imagine, this is like 1957, I think, and this is such a psychedelic song. I think he was very much ahead of his time. So I will speak to you soon, and very soon if you're on the feed. Anyway, wait.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every little rosebud is covered through, and my heart is calling for you, the thrice on high. It's sleepy, baby. Calling, and my heart is calling you.
George.
Waiting for the sun.